This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hour number three of the Bob Tuscan Show. You know, bureaucrats are coming after the right to grow a garden in your front lawn. That's right. It's absolutely ridiculous. Listen to this piece from the Institute for Justice about another shocking case of bureaucracy coming after your right to choose what you do on your property.
Can government ban you from growing vegetables in your own front yard? City officials in Miami Shores, Florida have done just that. According to these bureaucrats, vegetables are inconsistent with the city's aesthetic character. But food isn't ugly. This is Tom and Hermine Carroll. They grew vegetables in their yard for 17 years, until 2013. That's when their onions, peppers, and lettuces offended city officials. The city forced the Carrolls to rip out their plants or pay $50 a day in fines. If it were fruit, flowers, or flamingos, it would have been just fine. But not vegetables. That makes no sense. But it's the law. Click to help the Carrolls save their vegetable.
All right, well, you can't click your radio. That doesn't exactly work. But, what's happening to the Carrolls is the same sort of thing that's happening around the country. Are you outraged by this? Is this a case of government gone wild? Bureaucracy butting into people's business? Of course, we can't forget the interview that we did with the Arlington family. It was rated for weeds. That's right, I said weeds, not weed. That is a very compelling case that you ought to check out if you didn't hear my exclusive interview with that gentleman. Not only did code enforcement agents get involved, but they sent the SWAT team in. Guns drawn. And they terrorized this family. For what? Weeds. Which, in this case, weren't actually weeds. They were edible wild plants cultivated in a natural permaculture-based style. If you can't grow a garden on your property, and we sit back and we allow the bureaucrats to dictate that and enforce our neighbors to comply with their insane rulings, then what's next? What else can't you do? It's a slippery slope. We ought to stand up, and we need to get involved in our communities and say, hey, no, I'm going to allow for this to happen. You bureaucrats can't tell me what I can or cannot do, especially growing vegetable gardens in your front yard, something I find to be a compelling and important initiative that everyone should be doing, regardless of whether or not it sticks it to the man. Have you had to deal with code enforcement bureaucracy? Have you had to deal with this sort of thing? 800-313-9443. I'd love to take your call. What's your take on this? 800-313-9443. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But first, I want to revisit the TPP. I got a video link up on Bob's Video Picks, today's Video Picks, on the right-hand side of my page about the TPP. I think it does a great job taking on this issue. And, well, we played it last night on the show. It's Tom Hartman, who's a bit of a liberal, I guess, in several regards. But he definitely hits the nail on the head in reference to TPP. And if you missed last night's show or you did not hear the full take on TPP, definitely go and check that out. Again, it's linked up to the website. This TPP stuff, folks, is NAFTA on crack. It's coming after us. It's coming after our First Amendment rights. It's coming after our right to eat good food, in a sense. And it's about time that our congressmen stand up. I called live on the show Ted Yoho, my local congressman, and I have not received any word back from him. However, we're not going to stop there. We're going to continue to hold these bureaucrats accountable. Whether or not I think they're actually going to do something about things doesn't really matter. We at least need to have the chutzpah, which is a Yiddish word, in case you don't know, for having, pardon my crudeness here, the balls to stand up. You have the chutzpah to stand up to bureaucrats? You have the chutzpah to hold them accountable? I know many of you listening right now do. And I applaud you. You rock. You're awesome. But not enough people in general are standing up. And that's why, a lot like Paul Revere, I come on this radio show Monday through Friday and I scream as loud as I possibly can. And I demand action. Because at the end of the day, folks, we can sit here and we could talk about the problems. I could tell you about the bureaucratic steps to come after your freedom and tell you about the false flag terrorism and tell you about this and that. But if we're not doing anything about it, then you're a part of the problem. You understand that? If you're not standing up, then you're a part of the problem. If you're silent, then you're a part of the problem. You don't have to do a radio show. You don't have to go on the street corner with signs. But you ought to have your voice heard in whatever capacity you feel comfortable with. Because if you don't stand up, what kind of a world are we going to leave behind for our children and our children's children? It's a good question, right? Are you of the selfish mindset that all that matters is for us here and now, and that we can leave a world behind for our children and our children's children, regardless if you have kids. That's messed up as it is today. And of course, it's a slippery slope, because if it's messed up today, and it sure as hell is, it is totally messed up. And if it continues going on this same track, we're bound for a gloomy and doomy and draconian world. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What are you doing about it? I'd love to hear. 800-313-9443. 313-9443. Get out your crayon, write that number down. We will keep the phone lines open throughout this hour. I got some news I want to get to in my stack of stuff, and we'll do so alongside your phone calls for the next hour here on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443.
Coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
We'll be covering this in greater depth than here in Syracuse, New York.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
You're not allowed to just leave the airport. You have to enter into a glass pod, wait for it to close behind you, then wait for an automated voice and a green light. That's just to leave the building and walk out of the terminal. While critics say it's the official arrival of the police state, the airport says they're in lieu of human security, eyeballing departing passengers, and they do not contain x-rays.
Interesting. Biometric body scan before you leave the airport, ladies and gentlemen. The most recent installment, coming to an airport near you. Enough is enough. All right, we're going to take some calls here. I got to take a break. Jeez, I'm getting all verklempt and pissed off. 800-313-9443, and troll-free number to join us. We got some lines open if you want to jump on board. 800-313-9443, and I'll get back into my news and views in just a moment, but we'll break for a call here and talk to Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Mike.
Hey. Can you imagine, you know, there's so many people I've talked to over the years that, you know, they basically have the attitude that, you know, all this is just God's will, or it's just there's nothing we can do. It's resistance is futile. It's, you know, inevitable, fate, blah, blah, blah.
Losers. You know, that pisses me off, that attitude, more than any other attitude.
Well, can you imagine, though, if it wasn't for this at least token resistance that we in the, I guess, Patriot movement have offered, where would they be? I mean, sure, they propped up Hitler and, you know, Wall Street financed him and, you know, set him up so we could knock him down. But imagine, though, if you know, fascism had continued and we just said, well, you know, where would we be?
It's a good question. I sometimes have a more cynical idea of what we're doing here and say, hey, have we really done very much? Have we really slowed things down very much?
Well, if resistance is futile, at least delaying the inevitable is worth something. Sometimes I think there is a divine intervention that can happen, or a natural event that can happen. And by resisting, you know, their progress in every way, and of course we're kind of I'd say guerrilla, engaged in some kind of guerrilla warfare, but they're big and we're small, and so they're kind of slow, and we can use their own tools against them when we need to. I think Facebook can be used against them to a certain extent. There's got to be some strategies and things like that deployed, but because this new media type stuff, you find you can be obfuscated and diminished and hidden, and all kinds of mechanisms that can be built into this new media to keep you from reaching certain people or interacting with certain people, much like I think the media has been done on a large scale, like different projects like Mockingbird or COINTELPRO, that kind of thing, where they infiltrate these movements and manipulate them and set up situations where they can be discredited. So that sort of stuff I think can happen on a smaller scale on Facebook, and I have to wonder just how much of the resources get spent on doing this kind of stuff. And sometimes, you know, it's done on a voluntary basis by people that are dupes, you know, either inside or outside the official administrator structure there on things like Facebook. But I don't think a lot of people have the ability to think on that level, to realize that things are being able to be manipulated like that from behind the scenes. Some would, you know, seem like it's, or it sounds like it's, I don't know what you would say, too far-fetched to believe, but I've seen some pretty wild stuff in the last 3.5 years on Facebook. And
like what?
Well, like completely blocking search results for your profile, denial of people being able to see your add friend box or your send a message box or your poke box. It's just gone from the top of your profile page. Your notes tab completely disappearing or not being seen. You know, because I've written several notes on there, and then I've logged in from different locations, or I've had people tell me they can't find stuff when they look at my profile. And just today I talked with someone in person, and then when I went to type in their name, I'm friends with them, and in their search results that pop up and then disappear. I was going to tag them in a group that I was telling them about in person, face to face, in real life. When I go back to try to find their profile and tag them in a photo, even though I'm friends with them, and I tried to type in their name, they totally disappeared from the search results when I typed them in, and so I had to go to their business page and find where they had posted something and click on their name there. It was the only way for me to find them. And so it's just kind of those kind of shenanigans, which kind of might appear as a glitch to some folks. Just makes you wonder what kind of level of social engineering and algorithms or whatever that they're running to try to prevent certain people from interacting on Facebook.
I think you might be reading into it a bit, but could be wrong.
No, it's happened too many times for it to be just glitches. I had a guy that sent me a screenshot. I had my suspicions before this guy sent me a screenshot of my own profile from his computer. He had joined one of my groups, and the only way he could message me was in that group, even though all of my settings were set to public. And I asked him, I said, well, how come you can't, poke me or send a message or anything? So he sent me that in an email. He had no way to send it to me other than an attachment as an email. Well, I went back to the group that he's a member in. I posted his own picture on that group that he was a member in. He tried to like the picture, and Facebook pops up and says, you're not permitted to do that. And it was his own picture that he had emailed me. So, I mean, just layer upon layer of those kind of things that's happened over the last 3.5 years that leads me to believe that there are indexes or settings that are layered, you know, behind the scenes that they can do to obfuscate your efforts on there. Popeye Federal Jack has written some stuff on this, and he experienced some of the same sort of things. At one point he had a page that had 16,000 subscribers or likes on it, I think, and he suspected it, and then when they launched Promote, where you have to pay to promote your posts, it revealed that even though you've got 15,000 people that like your page, unless you pay to promote that, you're only going to reach 10% of them, maybe 10%. Maybe 1,500 out of 15,000.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that was the case. That's part of their ploy to market their platform and make more money with it, ultimately.
Yep. But what you had said.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Thanks for the call.
Just a show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Oh, let's see here. We've got the phone lines open, so if you want to join us, 800-313-9443. You know who Brittany Murphy is? Brittany Murphy is an actress, pop culture figure, and she was in the movie Clueless. Anyways, Brittany Murphy's father has claimed, according to the Daily Mail, that the actress was poisoned to death after her celebrity backing to a whistleblower fighting the government. Her father, 87 years old, Angelo Bertolotti, alleges that at the time of her death, his daughter was under surveillance from a shadowy government operators who wiretapped her phone and terrorized her after she spoke out in support of the Department of Homeland Security whistleblower, Julia Davis. You may have heard Julia Davis's story before. Not had her on a guest on this show yet, but she's been on a number of different shows that my colleagues have done. Interesting. How old was she when she died? What's that, Mr. Producer? Well, I didn't think you would know. She was 32. So she was a little bit older than the, the Club of 27, where all these stars start to die off. Let's see, when did Jim Morrison die? He was how old? Jim Morrison was... 71 to 43. Do the math in my head here. He was 28. Or maybe 27. Yeah, it's the Club of 27. So she was a little bit older than dying off then. And from what I understand, that's when they start to go against their programmers. But who knows? So yeah, Brittany Murphy's dad says she was poisoned. And it was because she was coming out using her celebrity to back a whistleblower from within the Department of Homeland Security. A secret U.S. court approved wider NSA spying even after finding excess. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. A secret U.S. intelligence court let the National Security Agency collect an expanded amount of data about Americans' emails even after finding that the agency systematically exceeded the limits of a smaller program, according to newly released documents. The judge on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court recounted a litany of problems with the first smaller program, including the NSA collection, more categories of information than had been approved by the court, and sharing data more widely within the electronic eavesdropping than had been authorized, of course. At issue are emails among U.S. citizens that the NSA scooped up in its pursuit of, quote, foreign intelligence. Though historically focused overseas, the agency intensified its domestic operations after September 11th, of course, in hopes of finding people in the country working supposedly with the terrorists or spies. I wonder if they listened to Larry Silverstein's calls, Donald Rumsfeld's calls, Dick Cheney's calls, and all the other people involved. No, they wanted to find American citizens working with the terrorist. The programs let the NSA search for Americans who had electronic contact with people who are in turn linked to people hostile to the United States. At times, however, analysts queried the database with names that had not been found to be terrorists or foreign agents, according to the judge. How about those apples? How about them apples? Hey, keep your eyes on this story, folks. Three Saudi warships have arrived in Egypt for a joint exercise. They're in the Red Sea. They're going to be taking part in unofficial joint military exercises. The training will last 10 days. The following quote is from J-Post. They say, quote, Egypt's moves to improve relations with Russia and Saudi Arabia are seen as a way to counter U.S. pressure and the recent partial aid freeze. The freeze was implemented as a result of the military coup and crackdown on former President Mohamed Morsi and his supporters, supposedly. Keep your eyes on that. That could get hot. I don't want to make any predictions. I don't want to read into it any more than we ought to, but definitely take a look at that. Here's an interesting story for you. And we'll get back into geopolitics in just a moment. But I thought this was neat. Cheating students are more likely to want a job with the government. It's what anti-establishment campaigners have long suspected. The government is a magnet for corruption. In fact, cheating students are more likely to want a job in public service, according to research firm Harvard University and the University of Pennsylvania. The study, published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, set 662 students a number of tasks which were predictive of corrupt behavior by real government workers. The students who wanted to enter public service were also less likely to demonstrate pro-social behavior or voluntary behavior intended to benefit other people or society as a whole. The study consisted of three tests. Check this out. Here's the three tests. Students in Bangalore, India, were asked to roll a dice 42 times and report what number they got. The higher numbers they reported, the more they would get paid. Okay, you following? So here's what happened. The researchers discovered that cheating was rampant. More than a third reported numbers that were abnormally high. When measured against career preferences, students who cheated on the dice game were 6.3% more likely to want a government job. The same test was given to government nurses, and while cheating was not as rampant, only 9.1% scored the abnormally higher results. Amongst those who were thought to have cheated, fraudulent members of people wanting to join the government were to be deeply noted, according to this study. Overall, we find that dishonest individuals are measured by the dice task, prefer to enter government services, wrote Hana co-author Xingyi Wang. What a name that is. Xingyi Wang, an assistant professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Xingyi Wang goes on to say, quote, "Importantly, we show that cheating on this task is also predictive of fraudulent behavior by real government officials." Well, I don't need their study to tell you that. This is stuff we already knew, eh? No surprise there. None whatsoever. But there you go. How about them apples? I keep saying that. How about them apples? I don't think I've ever said that on the show until tonight. How about them apples? Excuse me while I take a sip here of my magnesium drink. I love this magnesium. At the end of the night, you don't need to drink a glass of wine. Have a glass of magnesium. It's good stuff. It's good for your health, too. All right. Final segment, if you can believe it, coming up on just the other side of this quick break. Stand by.
The Bob Justin Show.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, let's close tonight's show with this piece from Stefan Molyneux, where he takes a look at the future of Bitcoin. Bust, bubble, or breakthrough? That's the question he asks in True News with Stefan Molyneux.
Hi, everybody. Stefan Molyneux from Freedom Main Radio. I hope you're doing well. Some updates on Bitcoin, which for those who've been following it has been quite exciting. It has been cruising between $700 to $800. Today around the world. About 7 weeks ago, I put out a video called The Truth About Bitcoin, where I said it was a fantastic thing. I was going to stay in it. And then it was trading at $137. So I hope that you decided to buy some. And I hope that if you made some money, you might spread a little bit of love back to the FDR mothership. But a few considerations and thoughts that I think are important. The Senate in the United States gave the stamp of approval to Bitcoin and have talked about it as a perfectly legitimate commodity and currency. And that's, of course, good news. There was a lot of run-up and investment in anticipation of positive news out of Washington, which is really quite important. Ben Bernanke says they have no plans to track or regulate Bitcoin. Now, is this out of the goodness of their hearts or because they're interested in the furtherance of the economy? I guess I would say no, not so much. What that means is that the politicians have bought Bitcoins. That's all you need. You need to know, and politicians know, that if the cold, dead crypt keeper hand of the state goes anywhere near the currency, there's going to be trouble. So I think you can understand that politicians who can see inside the Fed and the grisly dismembering of the modern economy that is occurring through quantitative easing and other forms of inflation, they know what's going on a lot better than you and I do, and I bet you they're deep, deep into Bitcoin. Now, of course, China has been doing a lot of investment in Bitcoin. Chinese exchanges have sprung up. And the Chinese are savers, and they are investing in it, and they view it as just another commodity, you know, oil or gold or whatever. So they're investing quite considerably, and there have been short instructional videos on Bitcoin that have been played on Chinese television. Why is that important? Well, that is important because Chinese television is run by the state, which means that the state wants to educate people about Bitcoins, wants to educate the billion-plus Chinese about Bitcoins. Why does the Chinese government want to educate people about Bitcoins? Because they are the largest, one of the largest holders of U.S. treasuries, and I imagine that they smell the toilet paper wind coming along to scoop up those treasuries and return them to the value which they contain, which is paper and ink. So my guess would be that the Chinese government is interested in Bitcoin as an alternative. Gold is always problematic because so much gold is owned by governments. And as governments start to run out of money, governments will start to dump gold on the market to pay for another day's bills. And therefore, that's going to, of course, depress the price of gold. So gold has been heavily socialized by governments around the world. This is a big problem for investors who imagine that inflation is going to raise the price of gold. And certainly does in the long run, I would imagine, but in the short run, it will almost certainly be dumped by governments and depress the price. Bitcoin is, of course, out the reach of that. Now, another way to look at it that I think is important is if you take the 7 billion people in the world and you divide the amount of gold that is above ground, you end up with a value of about $1,000 per person. That's about $1,000 per person of gold on the planet, and Bitcoin, now that it's marketed out, or its market cap is at about $7 billion, is $1 per person. So it is 1/1000th the value of gold at the moment. Will this change? Yes, I argue that it will, and onwards and upwards. So I just wanted to give you a quick update and let you know what's going on. Of course, I'm happy to take Bitcoins in donations, but I'm hanging on to mine like grim death, and I do believe that it is going to be something very powerful.
Yeah, that's the new thing. If you want to donate Bitcoins, you can. I'm not set up to get Bitcoin donations. Geez, one Bitcoin, $600, that's a hefty donation. I don't think many people have that kind of money. Hey, until then, I could use some help financially. Things have been real tight here. And if you support the work we're doing with the Bob Tuscan Show, making improvements, I'm trying to offer a service here, and I hope you see value in that. We don't get any money from any sponsors. But if you want a sponsor and you want to simply just donate, you can contact me at thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, or you can go to the website. There's a real easy way to donate. You just go to bobtuscan.com. BobTuscan.com, and on the right hand side of our flashy, beautiful new website look, there's a green tab that says donate to the Tuscan family, and you can submit some Federal Reserve notes there to help us out with this show. And I would really appreciate it. I haven't gotten any donations in well over a month, and not that I'm complaining, but they help out a lot. I don't do this show for the sake of donations, but again, they could really help us here in the Bob Tuscan household. And, well, it's the holiday season, so things are extra tight. And it's not just for me. The economy, people are hearing now more and more that the economy is as tight as can be. There's a number of stories that we'll be getting into in this coming week about the market, and not the stock market, but the everyday guy on Main Street, as they say, and what's happening with their money. And unemployment numbers, of course, are through the roof. There was that story that I heard of the unemployment number forged that came out shortly before the election. They're now saying that they completely fabricated those numbers. No surprise there. The unemployment numbers in general are usually fabricated. They tell us the unemployment rate is 6%. Might as well double that, if not triple it. Because after people stop filing for unemployment, they're no longer counted in that statistic. That doesn't mean that they're not still unemployed, however. So those numbers are always very misleading, always. So you ought to think twice before you assume the economy is getting better and the economy is getting worse. And things like Obama's very esoteric care and whatnot, they don't help, but ultimately they're just a symptom. They're just a symptom. Really, at the end of the day, the Federal Reserve's fractional reserve banking, the certain families usurping the people, are the root of the problem. They are the root of the problem. And all these symptoms, Barry Sotero care, and this piece of corruption in the stock market, or that piece of corruption in the banking world, well, again, they are just a symptom. So, please, folks, if we want to get rid of this cancer, we're going to have to get to the root of it and get rid of it. Otherwise, it's going to continue to spread. And we'll see more and more symptoms. That's an analogy for what's going on in my eyes. So with that being said, I want to close tonight's show. I want to thank everybody listening for listening. We'll be back at it tomorrow night. Steve Starsrule will be riding shotgun with us, as he does every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Definitely go to the website and check out the new look we have. There's video pics posted daily on the right-hand side of the page. Today's video pics. It's really cool. All you got to do is click, hover over it, and it will give you the date it was posted and the headline, and it'll take you to an article where you can watch those videos. And we're posting news as well on the site. Lots of great stuff there. Definitely want to plug my website and make sure you visit it daily. BobTuscan.com. We'll be back doing this show tomorrow night, same time, same place. Until then, folks, love you guys. Take care.
Those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial